Thank you. So I thank the organizers, and I am very pleased to be in this very beautiful building, even it is not so easy to find the room. But so I have the pleasure to be the first speaker, and I will speak about formal localization. And formal localization is the reason why we have defined this. So first, maybe this is a joint work with Damien, Tony, Bertrand Toen, Gabriele Vezzozzi. So we want to study Poisson structures, and in fact, the problem with Poisson structures is that there is difficulty. It is easy to define Poisson structure locally, but there is a difficulty to have a global definition. And the way to do that is to consider, in fact, a space as a family of the formal completions of local spaces. So what I will explain so is this tool. But first, I will speak about relative differential calculus. The idea is to make differential calculus inside a very general infinity category. So in my talk, there is a M, which will be an infinity category. And M is seen as, in fact, the localization along equivalences of M, which is a model category. And I switch between the two levels, and I will not be so very rigorous in what I say sometime. But the good way to state the result is at the level, and the good way to make the calculus is sometime at this level. So the idea is all what we do with when M is CK, or CK is the change DGK, this is a category of complexes of K modules, and K, well, it will be a field of characteristic zero. So all what we have done in general in that case, we are going to do the same for general. So I assume that M is a symmetric monoidal model category, which is enriched over CK. And we have other assumptions. For instance, the unit is cofibrant, and there is some assumption we need. I don't want to give the list. And so as I told you, we can take the infinity category with this associated. When I have M, I can consider the category of commutative monoid in M. So I will call this category DG commutative, so CDGAM. And in the case where M is CK, what you obtain is CDGAK, the commutative DG algebra over K. And you will see the notation will be very often in the same way. If you replace M by K, you will obtain what it's very known in the classical case of the complexes of K modules. Now we can define the graded object of M. So this is just object EP, or P belongs to Z. That is a graded object. And we can define now what is called the mixed object. And in fact, I will, oh, surprise. I will define, in fact, the graded mixed object directly. So object in M, and this category I will call this epsilon M re. And what is this? This is an object E, which is a graded object. And epsilon, which is a family of maps from EP to EP plus 1 shifted by 1, such that epsilon square is 0. So in the case where M is CK, what we obtain is exactly what is called the graded mixed complex. Maybe I can explain what is the shift. As we have, as the category M is enriched over CK, for any object X in M, and for any K in CK, we have the object X power K by the cotensored structure. And by definition, the shift by 1 is here where you take the object K minus 1. And we recover exactly the shift in the case of CK. And now, what? Do we go there, maybe? So the category, so as I told you before, we consider these are model category. So epsilon, so M gre and epsilon M gre. And in fact, I can take also R model category. And I can consider also the infinity category, which are associated. Associated to this model category. Now, epsilon M gre is a symmetric monoidal category. So we have the tensor product, which is what you can imagine. E is equal to the coproduct for E plus I equal P of EI tensor E plus I. And there is also a mixed structure, an epsilon structure on this category. So we can define what are the commutative monoid in this category. And I will call this the epsilon CDGA gre M. So in the case where M is CK, we obtain the mixed complex DG algebra. OK. Time, OK. So all this. Now, if I consider the forgetful functor from, not this one. Sorry, I will skip this. No. So I will consider the functor for epsilon CDGA gre M to CDGA M, which sends the object AP to A0. So it is easy to see that if this is an algebra, a mixed graded algebra, then A0 is a commutative algebra. So we have this functor. And for instance, if we consider it at the level of infinity category, maybe this is the most easy way to see that. So we have the infinity functor associated from, so the infinity category of CDGA M 2 CDGA M commutes with limits and is accessible. So it's so we deduce that there exists left adjoint. And this is the left adjoint we are going to consider. So this is dr ant from CDGA m to epsilon CDGA re m. And this will be one very important object in what we are going to do. This is this this functor. So dr ant of A is called the Durham, so complex of A internal in M. Or in M. So in the case where M is CK, we obtain the Durham complex, and we have the following. We have to introduce also what is the internal cotangent complex. So for any A in CDGAM, and for any M which is not N, it's not a good notation, for any X which is a module, so this is an object in M which satisfies all what you, all you can imagine, you can define what are the derivation from over A from A to X. So it is exactly what you can imagine. And in fact, we have the following result. This functor, the functor that's an x to the space of derivation from A to x, is co-representable so by an object that I call LA ant, which is an A module, and which is called the internal or the cotangent complex of A internal in M. So another beautiful formula. And now we have the maybe the proposition, or maybe I will give some. So the epsilon structure, what I call the epsilon structure, is the fact that there exists map epsilon. The epsilon structure on dr ant A so induces a map from dr and a 0 to dr and a 1 1. And in fact, it is a derivation. So it induces a derivation by composition by the adjunction from A to dr and A0. So we get a derivation from A to this module. So by definition of the internal cotangent complex, we obtain a map from L A and. So in fact, I use a shift in there to dr and a 1 or to there. So we define this map. And from this map, we deduce a morphism I call phi A from the symmetric algebra over A, all A and to the Durham object of A. And now we have the proposition. Yes.
This phi A is a map in the category of graded objects,
yes.
Not graded
mixed objects. Yes. I will tell you. So maybe we have the proposition. Phi A is an equivalence in CDGA M. In fact, we don't have an epsilon structure in this, but by phi A, we can find what I call a mixed structure or epsilon structure on the symmetric algebra. And in fact, this epsilon structure is a Durham differential, and it's what we will call the Durham differential on the symmetric algebra. There is.
I got a little bit lost with the grading. So you're using cohomological grading, yes?
Yes.
And in PDBB, the thing that appears on the left is L shifted by 1, not minus 1.
I think that we don't have the same. we don't have the same conversion that in PDBB.
Yeah, we change the conversion.
Right. So this is kind of more conventional grading for the Durham complex, but it's a little off for Rosenberg.
Maybe if you wish, in PTVD, the convention is the one from cyclic homology.
Right.
And in the next paper, it's the one from just the RAM. It's the turnaround from the RAM. Right. But you can go from one to the other.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, this is a technical, just making sure this is what we need.
Yeah, no, it's confusing. You have changed. So there is also a relative version. So I don't want, so imagine that you can define the same way what is the internal Durham object from A over B, if you have a map from B or A, and in the same way, the cotangent complex. So this is a, we will use this later. So there is a relative version with the same result. So from this, we can define the the differential form in the relative setting, but I have no time to speak about that. And we can also define what are maybe the shifted polyvectors. I just give the definition because I will need polyvectors. I don't need differential form, but I will need polyvectors maybe. So I don't know if I. So it's very. I don't know how to say that because I. But we can define, because I told you that it is what we want to do, so to consider polyvectors. So I have to define what it is. We can define what are the multi. Can define the shifted multi derivations on A. So T, P, A, and we have a shift. Just this is a subobject of the internal OM, so in M, of the tensor product of A to A shifted by NP. And the symmetry group acts on TP A minus N, and we define the internal polyvector from AN to be the sum from P, non-negative P, from TP A minus N, and we take the the fixed part by the action of the symmetry group.
So sorry, but under the M, you mean the enriched sum?
This is in M. On C key, this is the internal OM. So this is an object in M. Okay. And in fact, we have also a relative version of this. In the same way, we can define, so just we can define in, I don't know how to call that, ABN also. So now we want, in fact, to consider what I will call absolute differential calculus.
Just understand something about the notation. So the internal HOM is an object of M.
Yes.
And you've written this TP thing as a subobject.
This is an object in M, and this is a subobject in M.
Okay.
This is an object in M.
And what is it?
I don't give you the definition. But you can imagine what you want. For instance, if you take P equal 1, you will obtain omega 1. You want to have the anti-symmetry condition or all the conditions you want to be a multi-derivation. So you want to have the condition of derivation. But it's not difficult to imagine what it is, and it is written, if you want, in the paper. But it's not exactly my the subject of my talk, but I just need to present this object. And there is what I will call realization. So M is always my model category, which is symmetric monoidal. As I told you, I assume that one, the unity is cofibrant. And then we have a Quillen adjunction. So So we have the Quillen junction. Here I take the tensored structure on M to M, and here this is ohm. So this is the ohm in CK from 1 to something, and by I note this by two vertical bars, and I call this functor the realization. So this is a functor from M to CK, or what I call sometimes DGK. And we have the same thing at the level of infinity category. And from this, you can define what is the absolute Durham object, dr of A. This is, by definition, the realization of the internal object. You have the same in the relative case. And you have also the absolute cotangent complex, which is the realization of the internal cotangent complex. And the same for the relative cotangent complex. So there is also what is called the Tate realization, and maybe I will speak about that later if I have time.
Sorry, a very stupid question.
No, there is no stupid question.
So M is model category enriched in complexes, but what is the internal one?
This is a symmetric monoidal category. So there is a, when I say symmetric monoidal category, I say that there is an internal ohm also. This is in the definition, okay, yes. Okay.
But here your realization is
kind of
not internal, the way you've written it.
No, this is in CK. This is the difference of notation, there I put M, and here I don't put M. Yeah, yes. This is the enriched structure.
Sure.
So I will speak now of what is the title, which is formal localization. So I was a little far from this, the subject. And the first thing, so now I will speak, so maybe just a convention when I take A, which is now a CDGA. In fact, I will assume that it is in a negative degree, and I assume, so over K, and I assume that A is almost of finite type. So when I will say in the circle A is a CDGA over K, I always assume this, which is that A0A is a K algebra of finite type. And for any N, AN of A is finitely generated. Over A0A. Or finitely presented, it is the same because this is a Noetherian ring. Okay. So first I will define. So when I take stacks, there will the category of affine object of affine stack, for instance, is the opposite category of this one.
You could have infinitely many generators in infinitely many negative degrees.
Sorry?
You could have infinitely many generators in infinitely many negative degrees.
Yes. Yes, this is why we say almost finite type. Because to be a finite type is a very too strong condition. So what is now first? So definition. A formal derived stack F is a stack satisfying the following. F is nil complete. That means that for any B which is in CDGA, so we have a canonical map from FB to the limit of FB smaller than K.
Well, CDGAs?
This is, well, sorry.
A stack on what? A stack on CDGAs?
Yes, on CDGA. For me, a stack is, if I consider the model structure, is a functor from CDGA K to simplicial set. But you can also consider an infinity functor from the infinity category associated to the category, I don't know, the infinity category of space T, I don't know, and you consider an infinity functor. And when I say it is a stack, it is always assumed for the etal topology. So I want this to be an equivalence where BK is the Postnikov.
Postnikov. So does that mean that you are excluding Artan stacks?
Sorry?
Does that mean you're excluding Artan stacks?
No, Artan stacks are stacks in the etal topology.
Yeah.
In fact, they're equivalent. Being a stack in the etal and smooth and FPDF topology in that case is equivalent. So the first two are trivial, and the second one is a deep theorem of time.
So Postnikov tower of B. And the second, we want F to be infinitesimally cohesive, which is something very close to the Schlesinger condition. That means that for any Cartesian square, so B, B1, B2, B0, so a Cartesian square in CDGA, in fact, when we with pi naught from bi to pi naught of b0 for I equal 1 or 2 is surjective with a nilpotent kernel, then when we apply f, we get the Cartesian square. So for we have FB2, FB1, FB0, FB2 is a Cartesian square. Just so maybe I will make two remarks why we consider maybe this stack. First, an algebraic stack is a formal derived stack. And the second, so the category, so maybe we call FDSTK, which is a subcategory of formal derived stack. So this is stable by limits, by all limits. Okay. No, I can enter in the
Michelle, can you pull down this
board?
The last one you wrote on has just
disappeared. Ah! Or maybe, no, okay.
Maybe
you
pull down the top.
Sorry. So for any A, which is a CDGA, we can define the reduced algebra, which is defined by, so this is an algebra in degree zero, and reduced in the usual sense, algebra. So I take the quotient of H0A by the nilpotent element. So this is now just a commutative algebra over K. Oop. And we have now So we have the functor from CDGA to the category of reduced commutative algebra. That's an A to A red. And this is a left adjoint, this functor I, this functor I will call red, is left adjoint to I, which is the inclusion of CAK red in CDGAK0. And so we have all the machinery, the Lego of a functor. So you have E upper star, E lower star, E lower shrink, and so on. And what it is important is the following. From all this we have this on the stack over, I don't know how to call that, over red K, and on the derived stack over K. And this is all the Lego functor between the the shift or pre-shift category or pre-stack category, and in fact, we have this on the level of stack. And what it is important is to consider the following functors. So, definition. So the functor I we call dr, which is by definition E lower star I upper star from the category of stacks to itself, is called the Durham functor. The Durham stack functor. The functor red, which is now defined to be I lower shrink I upper star. It's called the reduce stack from Tor. And maybe the third thing we have to define, I take F from F to G, which is a map of stack. We define the formal completion of G along F is defined by definition. So maybe I will write it there. So I have a map from F dr to G dr. By adjunction, we have a map. Maybe I can say that here. By adjunction, we have a map from F to F dr. And here, by adjunction, we have a map from F red to F. So here, we have a map from G to G dr. And I take the cross products, and this is the completion. Okay. Alors, but it is very easy to see that FDR is defined by FDR of A is in fact F of A red, and that spec A red is spec of A red. Now it is also easy to see that in fact if we do twice FDR, what we obtain is an equivalence. The same for red. And we are maybe some what we need. Some property, important property we have in the same way, F red, which is equivalent to F dr red, and F red dr, which is equivalent to F dr. And the last thing here, you see you have a map from F to the completion, and in fact, we have F red in this diagram, which is equivalent to the red of the formal completion. So maybe this is all the properties we need.
Most of these I have some sense for, but this one from F red to FDR red.
One, you apply red to this map. Okay. Yes, and for the second one, you apply DR to this one.
Which is obvious.
It says that if you take the Durham complex of a variety and you mod out by stopping positive degrees, you get back OX.
No, just plug in a reduced range on both sides, and that's F of the same thing, tautologically. Mm-hmm. And DR is a thing that only knows about when you plug in the reduced range.
Okay. So we say that derived formal stack is affine if F red is affine and so maybe F has a cotangent complex So, which is coherent and bounded above. So we see that if F is an algebraic stack, I don't say anything about that. And now I say that F, so this is maybe 1, 2. I consider now F, which is a stack over an affine stack. And we say that F is a good formal derived stack over X if F is a fine formal stack, when I say fine, is a fine formal stack with, so we have a map from spec AF to X red, and this is an equivalence. And here we have a map from F red by assumption to F. Okay, and I say moreover, F is perfect formal derived stack over X if moreover the relative cotangent complex is perfect. And in fact, what we are going to consider will be family of perfect formal derived stack. And I will give you now an example, which will be what we are going to consider now. So we can this proposition. So I take F, which is a derived stack. I take a point, a U bar of the Durham stack. So this is a map from spec A to FDR. And by definition, this is the same that a map U from spec A red to F. Maybe I have this written somewhere there. So now all I want to consider the fiber of this point. So I want to consider FA, which is by definition F over the product of F with spec A over FDR, which is the fiber. And the proposition is that in fact, this fiber is equivalent to the formal completion, so of spec A times F along the map I U, where I U is a map from spec A red to spec A time F. I is a natural map from spec A red to spec A, and U is this one. And the corollary of this proposition, so this proposition is really easy. It's just a calculus by the definition of what is the formal completion. And a corollary if F is an algebraic stack, each fiber FA is a good formal derived stack. Over A. Moreover, if F is locally of finite type, so then it is perfect. I recall that when a stack is locally of finite type, the cotangent complex is perfect. And so this is the reason why we recover that the fiber is a perfect formal derived stack over A. And now, what we have obtained is the following. Is that we have the map Q from F to FDR. And in fact, this map is a family of, so I assume that F is algebraic derived stack. Is a family of a perfect formal stacks. Maybe I don't need this, so I need, maybe I don't need perfect, but. Okay. And now the theorem I would like to, hold on. So there is first the theorem. The first one is the following. There exists an infinity functor. So D from the category of derived formal stack to epsilon CDGA creux K op. And what it is important is, in fact, it is defined for A. If I take A, which is a CDGA, or so if I consider an affine stack, what we obtain, dA is by definition, is dR, the Durham, the absolute the absolute Durham object of A red over A. And in fact, it is easy to see that this is a stack, and we can have an extension to this definition to any stack. But what it is important in this theorem is the following. If F is algebraizable, I will say later what it is, but then we know that DF is the symmetric algebra as a graded object, not a mixed graded object, of AF L of the cotangent complex shifted by minus one. So F red is spec AF. I recall that. And the second property, which is very important, is the following. So I apologize because I will not have time. So we have an infinity functor from the category or coherent, a quasi-coherent object on F to, so DF is an algebra, so we can define what are the DF mod, so greux and epsilon DG, because DF is an algebra in this category. So this has a meaning. So we have this functor, which induce an equivalence between L perf, so the perfect complex on F, to the perfect object in this category, maybe perf, where an object E is perfect if E is DF tensor E0 over A, AF, where E0 is a perfect complex over AF. So this is the definition. Okay. And the result so in fact I will not have time to tell all what I wanted to tell, but there is a theorem. So I consider F over spec A, which is perfect formal derived stack over A. Then there are natural morphisms. So from the absolute Durham object from DF over DA to, or there is something I don't have time to explain before, which is a Tate realization, but I don't care. And here, the absolute. No, this is the Durham complex of F to A, and this is defined for any stack. The Durham object of F to A is defined to be the Durham of B over C, where I take spec B over A. So in some sense, this is a you stackify this construction, and so I don't explain what is this. So what it is important is that you have an equivalence between these two objects, and I don't know what I want to do. Can you give me 5 minutes more? Or?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, okay. So we are going to consider this this family, and now, so I will take. Yes. I try to. In fact, so we can define the pre-stack so dx dr, which is a pre-stack over the affine over xdr with value in the mixed CDGA, the graded mixed CDGA. And this sends spec A over xdr to dA. And I recall this is the Durham of A red over A. So there we have this first pre-stack. And this first pre-stack is called the crystalline structure stack, it's not a stack, pre-stack of X. And we can define in the same way a second pre-stack BX, which is
the right hand side of this thing doesn't seem to have anything to do with X.
Maybe now it's X. Excuse me. I consider this morphism where X is.
I meant three lines down, but the DNA is
No, but I think the point is like, say, you define the structure sheaf on a stack. You which say is, for any scheme on it, you take the structure sheaf on this scheme. The stack does not appear in this definition explicitly.
Yeah,
so I think it's the same.
It's included in the fact that generally allowing maps from spec A to spec A prime that are over X or wrong. So whatever diagram you get on the right,
so it's about that set's independent, but then the function between sets.
No, but in fact, to define this, you don't need X. You can define for any Y, you can define dy from the category of affine over Y to the epsilon CDGA, which send in the same way spec A over Y to this is a construction which depends only of XDR. In this one, you don't need the map from X to XDR. For the second, you need this because I will call this maybe the relative from X over XDR. And this is a pre-stack on between the same categories, and he sends spec A over XDR now to D, which is the functor I have defined, maybe I've erased this, to XA, where XA is a fiber. But we have seen that this fiber is in fact a perfect formal style, formal derived stack. And this is called the pre-stack of principal part of X. And by construction, you have a map from D of XDR from the crystalline pre-stack to the principal stack. And maybe just a theorem, and I will stop there. So this is a theorem that we need to define Poisson structure is the following. So we are exactly in the same situation. X is an algebraic derived stack locally of finite presentation. And first, there is an equivalence. There is natural equivalence of infinite category between the category of perfect object over X and the category of BX module in the category M perfect. And M there is a infinite category of pre-stack from df over x dr to epsilon dg, so to the complex, the graded mixed complex. And E is perfect in this category. So this is the same definition that before. It's perfect if, in fact, we can see it as an image, or any A, EA, so this is a stack, is, how we call that, BXA tensor A red by E0, where E0 is perfect there. And we want also some compatibility. I want that EB is BXB tensor over BXA of EA for any A in B. So we see that's a perfect complex on X. We can recover them as complex on the principal part. And now the second. Part of the theorem. So there is also an equivalence so in epsilon CDGA between so the Durham from of X over X dr, in fact, this is the same as the Durham over X over K, and the global section of a sheaf over X dr of, so you can stackify the construction dr I have seen before from bx over dx dr. And you have the same result for the polyvector. That's a polyvector from x over k shifted by n is the same as a global section of some sheaf over x dr. And there, we don't take the realization, but the Tate realization, which is something bit, which is different, but not so, to the same xdr shifted by n. So we see that, in fact, we the polyvector on x, as I told you, it is not a stack for the Etal topology. You don't have a good compatibility between the polyvector over spec A and over spec B if the map between A and B is not formally Etal. So it's not easy to globalize this polyvector. But by considering something, I don't want to explain exactly this. Over XDR, you have a sheaf in some sense of polyvector, so you have a local construction, and this is a globalization of this local construction that give you what are the polyvector of X. Okay, maybe I will stop there.
This is almost the definition of the left-hand side.
No, there is a, we can give a definition of this. But I apologize because I don't have time. Okay.
Actually, maybe in the interest of staying on time, maybe I can ask that you ask any questions in discussion or during coffee break, which we have now. There's also refreshments downstairs. And we'll get started just after 11 again with, I think, Mauro. Right?
Yeah.
So let's thank the speaker again.